2 days later, Chubby Charlie Chicante wasn't very hungry, and he didn't want a song. After requesting a table in a secluded alcove at the back of the restaurant, he only ordered one plate of food for dinner, and when I put his meal in front of him, he just picked at it. Dressed in a tight brown suit, accented by a bright green tie, bright green handkerchief, and, yes, I checked, bright green socks, he looked distracted as he pushed his spaghetti bolognese around his plate with his fork for 10 minutes. It was so unprecedented that, despite his rudeness the other night, I felt I had to ask if he was all right. Charlie? I fell back a step in surprise as he flinched and knocked over his water glass.
Oh, don't sneak up on me like that.
I frowned at him. I had simply walked up to his table. No sneaking involved. You seem a little tense.
Goddamn right I'm a little fucking tense.
I pulled a cloth out of my apron pocket and started mopping up the mess he'd made.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? I'll tell you what the fuck's the matter with me.
Charlie looked around, his eyes rolling a little wildly, then leaned toward me.
I've been cursed.
You mean someone used bad language and that bothered you?
What? No, I've been cursed. You know, someone put the evil eye on me. I'm under a cloud. Cursed.
Okay, you really do need to see a doctor.
I don't need no doctor, you moron. I need a... I don't know. Maybe a priest? Could a priest help me, do you think?
I think an emergency room could help you. I'm calling an ambulance.
I ain't sick.
I think you may be having a stroke or mini strokes. You need a doctor.
No.
Or maybe you need a psychiatrist.
I ain't crazy. This is for real. I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes. I spoke to it, Estelle.
Esther.
And it spoke to me. I'm telling you, it's real. I didn't imagine it.
What's real?
Charlie grabbed my arm with clutching fingers and pulled me closer to his red, sweating face.
My double?
Your what?
My double. My perfect double.
I tried to pull away from him. His grip tightened ruthlessly on my arm.
What are you talking about?
I looked into my own face, my own eyes looking back at me.
That's called a mirror, Charlie.
I started trying to pry his fingers off my arm.
No, this was a real thing. My double, I'm telling you, my double.
You mean someone who looks like you?
No, he was me. He is me. Ain't you never heard of this?
Heard of what?
I looked around for help. Charlie needed an ambulance, and now I suspected restraints. And I needed my left arm back.
La mia propria faccia nel viso di un altro. La faccia della morte. La morte.
What?
Are you paying attention? To look into the face of this thing is to be cursed with death.
Death? Oh, la morte. Okay, now I get it. Charlie, you're hurting
me. Okay? It's not okay. You stupid broad. Don't you get it? I'm a dead man.
You will be if we don't get you to a hospital.
A hospital can't change what's gonna happen to me.
But you said maybe a priest could? St. Monica's is just around the corner. Why don't we go see the priest there, Charlie?
You mean Father Gabriel?
Yeah, Father Gabriel. Let's talk to him. Maybe he can help you.
You think there's an exorcism for un doppio?
A dope?
A double. Don't they teach your people nothing? Ah.
Charlie suddenly let go of me and made an exasperated gesture. I staggered backward and rubbed my left forearm.
Ain't Jews got this too? From the old country? Wherever that was for you guys?
Got what?
You see your perfect double. A thing that looks and walks and talks and dresses exactly like you. And it means you're gonna die by nightfall.
You're telling me you've seen...
Ain't that what I've been saying? I've seen my perfect double today. I've been cursed. I'm marked for death.
Charlie, you saw someone who looks like you. Or maybe you're having some heart trouble. That's why I think we should go to the hospital.
No!
Or to St. Monica's to see Father Gabriel. We'll go right now.
While the priest was talking to the gangster, I'd call 911.
We'll tell Father Gabriel what you've seen and we'll ask him what it means.
I know what it means. I just don't know who sent it.
I looked around for a second, wondering what it was I'd just heard. But I saw nothing out of the ordinary.
So do you want to go now?
No answer. He just sat there with a stunned expression on his face.
Charlie? Charlie?
That was when I saw the huge red stain blossoming on his chest.
Charlie!
Without even blinking, he slid out of his chair and fell to the floor and lay there dead.